Open Windows, March the 28th, The Centrality of Christ. It pleased God to reveal his Son in me. Galatians 1:15-16. If Christ, the Son of God's love, is central and supreme in the heart of the believer, so much else goes down. It must go down. Controversies with God will divide. But those artificial things, those things resultant from man's activity and his projecting of himself, insinuating of himself into the interests of God, those things cannot abide where there is an adequate inward revelation of the Lord Jesus. They cannot be. These two things are before us. On the one hand, because we have the revelation of Jesus Christ in our hearts, we have a passion for him. On the other hand, because of the absence of a sufficient revelation of Christ in our hearts, we are out for other things which we would say are in his interests and for him, but which can never, never satisfy God's heart. It is the satisfaction of the heart of the Father which is in view. Beloved, I am speaking about the individual. I am not justified, and you are not justified in claiming to be a Christian, except in the measure in which Christ is manifest in me and in you. And all the ingenuity of hell is out against that. Believers have far more to provoke them to un-Christ-likeness than anyone else in the world. Believers have far more assaults to churn them up and to make them betray Christ than anyone else. Hell is dead set against the revelation of Jesus Christ. Everything begins with this, the revelation of Jesus Christ within.